The Thief and the Innkeeper. A very clever thief took a room in an inn and immediately began hatching schemes to avoid paying for his room because, in truth, he had no money. After staying several days at the inn and pretending to be a man of means, he saw the innkeeper dressed in a very fine coat sitting outside his office door. He thought to sit down next to the innkeeper and engage him in idle conversation. After talking and talking, the conversation began to lag, and the clever thief all at once yawned, as if he were in terrible need of sleep, and then surprised the innkeeper further when he began to howl like a wolf. The innkeeper, who was quite shocked, said to the thief, "Why on earth do you howl and carry on so? Is something wrong in your head?" The clever thief looked the innkeeper in the eye and said in a low voice, "I will tell you the truth of this, good innkeeper, but first I must ask you to hold my clothes, or I very well may rip them to pieces. I do not know how or when I began this yawning and howling, but I am at times overcome and find myself doing just that. Perhaps some conjurer has placed a curse upon me. I do not know. But I do know that when I yawn and howl for the third time, I change from a man to a wolf and go about looking for a man to eat." And just then the thief yawned for a second time. The innkeeper, who was a simple man, believed every word the thief told him and was greatly frightened by such a strange tale. In fact, the innkeeper was so alarmed he got up to run away just in case the thief yawned for a third time. But the thief grabbed the innkeeper by his coat and begged him again to please hold his clothes because he did not want to tear them to pieces. The thief then yawned a third time and proceeded to howl loudly. As the thief held on to the innkeeper's fine coat, the innkeeper, in a total panic, wriggled out of it and ran as fast as he could, leaving the coat in the hands of the clever thief. The thief not only left the inn without paying his bill, but he left wearing the innkeeper's fine coat as well. The moral of the story is, do not believe everything you hear.